This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Well, and thirdly, I started to turn down invitations which were about alcohol and partying and dancing and stuff like that. I said, I don't have any interest in those things. I don't need those things. When it got to that stage, they became a little bit suspicious. Then one day, I was invited to give a lecture in Trafalgar Square. Now, I didn't know this at the time, but the BBC were there filming it all. And when I gave my talk, I just became emotional and started putting my fist in the air and saying Allahu Akbar and crazy stuff that you don't do really in front of the BBC. As it happened, the BBC filmed me and showed me on the 6 o'clock and the 9 o'clock news. So then when I got home, I'd got this mad rush of phone calls from my family saying, Tim, what's wrong? What's happened to you? So in actual fact, you know, they found out about my Islam via the mass media machine, who made it look like I was a complete nutter. Ever since then, generally speaking, they really haven't trusted me. So there's a message here, you know, it's about, you know, the media and the way we use the media. And I believe that that they know that it's changed my life for the best. For instance, I'm the only member of my extended family, as far as I know now, stable. I don't go around beating my kids and beating my wife or running off with other women, or my wife doesn't run off with other men. And it's normal and it's healthy. And they've seen it. And even my sister, we interviewed her the other day for another channel, and as we were doing the same sort of thing, we found that, you know, she was saying, it's brilliant. What's happened to him is absolutely brilliant. And after the interview, she even said to me, she said to one of the researchers, you know, I really love my brother, and I think, but I'm worried about what he's upon. You know, he's upon the this terrorism thing. So this just tells you what the media system does in way of brainwashing the people against the haq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.